With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tributes continue pouring in for Charlie Kirk. Here's Donald Trump Jr. appearing on the Salem Radio Network Thursday.
You can win them over, and they can wake up, and they can change their mind, and they can come around to our view of the world. I mean, you know, what was so radical about anything Charlie said? He talked about God, our Constitution, said men can't be women. He talked about family, work ethic. I mean, you know, these are not exactly radical ideas, and yet to the radical left today, they are very radical.
Trump Jr. says his father, President Trump, stunned that Charlie Kirk is no longer with us.
I think it was truly shocking to my father because I think he really was amazed at Charlie's talents, what he was able to accomplish. Between 20 and 31, the time that I knew him, most people couldn't accomplish in multiple lifetimes.
President Trump Thursday leading the nation and marking the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Joined by top military brass, the president addressed a somber observance at the Pentagon, one of the three 9/11 crash sites.
As one nation, we renew our sacred vow that we will never forget September 11th, 2001.
He spoke of America's resilience in the years since the terror attacks. Following his remarks, the President and First Lady laid a wreath in the Pentagon Chapel to honor those who lost their lives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities clearing a building at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis after reports of threats at the school earlier. Now we've been told there's at least one injury, though it's not clear who that person is or how badly they may have been hurt. Six black colleges in the South received threats Thursday, prompting a number of lockdowns as well as class cancellations. No one was hurt. This is SRN News. Young people just don't care these days when it comes to marriage or kids.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the 7th and 8th places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling that a Detroit area city that banned gay pride flags from publicly owned flagpoles did not violate the Constitution. A judge has dismissed the suit against the city two years after the city council voted to allow only five kinds of flags on public property. They include the American flag, the Michigan flag, and flags that, quote, represent the international character of residents. This is SRN News. Inflation moving a little higher last month as consumer prices rose 2.9% in August from 1 year earlier. George Williams has more.
Numbers come a day following news that U.S. producer prices actually lowered unexpectedly last month, dropping 0.1% from July. In total, year over year, the producer price index rose 2.6%. The Fed weighs the consumer price index against its target rate of 2% and will be taking all these numbers into account, including the latest job numbers, when it meets next week to determine how to act on its benchmark interest rate. George Williams, Washington.
Trump administration asking an appeals court to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors by Monday before the central bank's next vote on interest rates. Trump sought to fire Cook August 25th, but a federal judge ruled this week the removal was illegal and reinstated her to the board. More details at srnnews.com.